Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. This is L.A. Steele. Tonight we're going to have a little fun. At least I'm going to have some fun because I always enjoy going to checking out Facebook, you know. I don't know if anybody has an account on it, but I suggest that you try one. It's kind of a lot of fun, you know. You can go and check out, see if any of your friends are there. And you find you get a lot of friends that you knew or maybe you don't know, but who know somebody you know. And before you know it, people are coming to your site and having a lot of fun listening to your, well, in my case, they're reading my stuff and listening to my shows and looking at my, I got 6 albums of pictures up there and a lot of interesting friends that Keith Snow comments on my site quite often. My Facebook sends me messages. Mo Masamo from he's a Congolese activist, actually. Well, not Congolese, but he's an activist for the Congo, saving the Congo. And I'm going to go back. I've got a ton of people on there that are just really worth mentioning, and I thought I might give some of them credit tonight because I've enjoyed reading their information. Some are journalists, some are real talk show hosts. Alex Jones, for instance, is a friend. I've had him on my shows actually before. Just a number of people that are there, and a lot of people, friends from WQQQ, the radio station, and local friends and statewide friends and national friends. And I'm very fortunate that so many people have accepted my invitation, and I'm glad. I was very pleased to get their invitations. And as well as the Blog Talk listeners, I want to thank all of you people, the Blog Talk listeners, but my Blog Talk friends. You've supported this show for 3 years now, and many of you. And listen to me weekly, and Lila, we wanted to thank you for that. We're crossing a major threshold. I think I am, but in the sense that I was very surprised because my show listens went up to 45,502 at this moment. Just stunning numbers because I believe yesterday I was at 45,000. And so, I mean, I've had 500 listeners in the last day. And that, to me, is, that's flattering, and I'm very grateful that a lot of people are listening. But I think I've traced it down, and I think, believe it or not, I may have a number of these people. New listeners are coming from my Facebook account, it's fascinating that they are because, how can I say this? It's a great source. It's a wonderful new audience. I feel that that I have at this point. I'm very, very grateful to those who are doing this. Being a broadcasting radical, if you will, in the sense that our show is definitely not conventional. I don't think I've had that criticism at all over the my 10-year period that I've been in broadcasting, I guess it's difficult for me to express the gratitude that I feel to so many people who have allowed me to continue this this madness that I do every week, and so that's basically what I wanted to thank everybody on. But I wanted to go over to my Facebook account, and for those of you who have one, you can go to your Facebook account. It might be fun, and if you want, you can send me an invitation, or I can send, it's easier for you to send me one because I don't know who's sending me one until I get one. And I don't know who to send one to, who you are. So, but if you send me a Facebook friend invitation or whatever, I'll be pleased to accept it. And I just wanted to, I'm going to go into that account at this point. And let's see. And start kind of fooling around. I just wanted to invite you to the site and meet a lot of my buddies here, a lot of friends, and visitors who put up great new videos, make excellent comments on current issues, send over beautiful, really nice pictures. Just a lot of people that have the same kind of thing in common and like to share their knowledge and share their interests with other people, and it's nice. And there's no pressure for anybody to comment on anything. Just people posting their stuff and hoping that you'll enjoy that. And that's pretty much what I got here. I just gotta like. What they have here on the top of that, which I found this fascinating when I started. I've only been at this for, I'd say about 3 months. Rob Brinkman, my good buddy, he's one of my friends there, but he also designed my website. He's been a good friend for a number of years. And he told me to get onto Facebook. He said, Leo, you got to get on Facebook. So I said, yeah, okay. So I got on Facebook, but I didn't pay too much attention to it right away because I didn't realize what a vehicle it could possibly be. Because I was so involved with writing my book and working and writing my book and creating my and doing my radio shows, that it was very difficult for me to take on another I didn't think I could afford the time for the distraction. So what I do is usually in cases like that, when I run into a situation where I'm kind of overwhelmed by ideas, and to market, because I'm kind of a one man band over here. I do everything pretty much by myself, and as far as the technical production of it. Lila's a wonderful help to me, and she's very dedicated to what we're doing. And I, and because of that, we've been able to really meld into a solid working unit that understands the goal. And we try to bring information to people and try to find better ways to bring new. We constantly bring up articles about the new technologies and the new methods to communicate and the new things that are happening and the new bills in Congress that we're worried about and the new and health care issues and so on. And some of you who are may be on Facebook now, and if you're looking at the Facebook account, you'll see a comment on the top by Sasha Valerie McCall. And Sasha is she's an activist. And very persistent lady who's trying to who tries to make things better in the world. And I enjoy her comments, and I enjoy her articles that she writes. And I believe you can, if you're interested, you can go to there's Sasha Valerie here. Let me see if I can get her website. Let's see. Sasha Valerie McCall. I can't really see any. I'm trying to find her. I have to look at her info page here. Organizing for Connecticut, turning passion into action. That's what she's, I believe, her activities. Front stage production, she's a producer, script writing, editing, a Greater Hartford District, creating value. These are just organization or activities that she's involved with, chasing her grandchildren. But she's an activist, and their interests are writing and music, painting, creating art with fabric, and community organizing. And their favorite music is jazz, opera, classical, world, Slaughter on 10th Avenue, Camino Burana, I don't know, John Coltrane, Duke Ellington. Oh, she's a good jazz, real jazz enthusiast. That's great. And Luciano Pavarotti, and let's see, Mozart, Bach, Puccini, Beethoven. Wow. Alicia Keys. Yeah, I like her too a lot. And the Temptations, and the Four Tops, and the Del Vikings, and the Platters. All right. Yeah, she's got good taste. Real good taste in music. And Law and Order is her favorite TV shows. Daily Show, Rachel Maddow Show, Countdown with Keith Olbermann, Roland Martin, Bones, House MD, Amos and Andy. Favorite movies are Casablanca, Rush Hour 1, The Birds, The Man. Do too much. It's funny, like people really put everything on their biography. I just put my business stuff. But you know, this is what's interesting with it, with this nice lady, Sasha, is that she lays it right there on the line on her webpage. She doesn't, you know, right on her front page and says, "Here I am, take me or leave me." And that's the beauty of Facebook. You know, that's kind of the fun of it. Is that, you know, you get all these people that take you for leaving you, that's kind of the way friends are, you know. So, but what makes it fun on Facebook is that, you can really have a good time enjoying people, seeing what people do and admiring their work and so on. And that's really what I believe is what the world needs right now. We need strong community organizers. Everybody must remember that Barack Obama started out as a community organizer, and a lot of people forget that for some reason. But it's kind of important to note that, it's kind of important to note that everybody needs an avenue to talk and to express themselves. Or even if it's on the side of a building or if it's on a sidewalk, we all have a need in us that needs to grab out and show us ourselves, or show the best side of us or the worst side of us or whatever it is. But we all have that need for fame. And, that quote by Andy Warhol was, of course, very relevant, and that everyone will get their 15 minutes of fame. And, think of American Idol or whatever. I see nothing wrong with that. It's just that, and some people get more fame than others, they're more likable, or they're more interesting, or they're more newsworthy. The average guy isn't very newsworthy, that's the way it is. But, the news media is so very limited, and I talk a lot about the news media in my book Naked at the Mic. I have an entire section of essays dedicated to the criticism and outright I just say criticism of the news media. And we're finding that news is being far more forwarded. Real news from the real world is now being forwarded through networking, through networks like Facebook and Google and email, of course, and so on. And so few people, mail things anymore. It takes seconds in order to transmit vital information regarding, for instance, Haiti and that horrible earthquake that suddenly devastated an entire country that just totally gone, just unbelievable. But it's the you know, but you can get this kind of information at your at an instant, where if 100 years ago you may not have even heard about it, you know, you might not have even heard about it unless you were nearby when it happened. But being 1,000 miles away from it, it would have taken forever for the news to get anywhere at 100 years ago. So things are, and you can imagine 200 years ago or 300 years ago how slow it was to get anything that wasn't in your country or in your immediate location, and how difficult it was to publish and to print. And so you always had to have money or a means to make money in order to print. And most books were self-published back in those days. A few people made, you know, had a printer and would make a few hundred copies or make even a few copies, then buying the book and make a few copies for the family or friends. And that's about where it would be. So these remarkable ideas and these remarkable minds like Shakespeare and, you know, Johnson and Bacon and the brilliant and Marlowe, brilliant writers of that Elizabethan period, were fortunate that they had the press. They had a press that, I mean, the press was in existence for 200 years at that point. So they were technologically way advanced. But the first presses and the first information that ciphered through, of course, you know, had to be bought. You know, the services of the printer had to be paid, and the writer had to write, and then the magazine or the paper or the newsletter or whatever it was invented then. It became a popular way of writing, so people paid for that news and would keep it for quite some time, a month until the next one came out. I mean, even going back to, say, I'd say the 1820s or 30s, when Harold Lloyd Garrison, Lloyd Garrison, was releasing the Liberté, the Libertarian, I believe it was, the newspaper, the radical anti-abolition newspaper, or abolitionist newspaper, rather. Well, the most radical of all magazines, perhaps against the horrid institution of slavery, all right, in this country. And it's very difficult to understand. Well, I mean, it's almost amazing to think what a guy like Garrison would have done with Facebook. My God, I could just imagine what he would do with a computer and a Facebook to get the message out, and how many stumbling blocks it would cause. But the one thing that I've known, and the one thing that I've been always amazed at, is how the truth gets out. Eventually, it gets out. It's like you cannot suppress the truth. It'll find a way through winding passages, but it'll find a way to get to you. And that's why I start my book off with a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson in The Oversoul. And it says, I'm going to paraphrase it because I can't quote it directly myself. I'd have to refer to the writing. But it was one of the most brilliant statements that ever I heard from anybody, human anyway. And it was so true. And as a broadcaster, and as a writer and as a communicator, it's even more so important. And Ralph Waldo Emerson was a great communicator. You know, he published The Transcendentalist, and he was this great writer of metaphysical works, and he just a very highly respected individual in his time, and posthumously. But what I'm getting at is that the communications aspect today is so quick and instantaneous. That what took months to do takes seconds to do now. And it's the information to find is immediate. So before I ramble on here, I'd like to go back to the website and or to Facebook rather. My Facebook page, and anybody who'd like to come on there, it's under Leo Steel, L-E-O-S-T-E-E-L, and you can hook up on Facebook, send me an invite, and we'll invite you right on, and you can ask to be friends. All my friends are your friends, I probably would like to be, so, please join me, and my friends here on Facebook. And I've got, let's see, Leo Compton, Annie Garrison. So every day she's very active journalist out in California, and very interesting stuff. Rather stark in her method. She's very direct, but like her work, like her work. She's right on the money. Leo and Sarah French are now friends. Sarah French just accepted my invitation. Leo became a fan of City Lights Booksellers, as I did. City Lights Booksellers and Publishers in California. I just became a fan of their books, knowing they're having their I forgot what anniversary they're having. Long one, like 30 years or something. And congratulations to City Lights Booksellers and Publishers out there. And appreciate that you've been around so long. They actually had, let me see something here. Yeah, I just went to their website. They're all linked with them. And they've got 2,652 fans. In other words, 2,652 people that have signed up as fans for this one book seller place, Book Lights and Booksellers. And they're located in San Francisco. And their phone number is 415-362-8193, open Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. 10 a.m. to 12. They're only open for 2 hours a day. Is that right? I'm sorry. They're open from 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. So that's like, what is that? What is that, folks? They're open 14 hours. Yeah, 14 hours from Monday through Sunday. That's a long time. I think I lose there. But anyway, it's what do you do about how people live in Cairo and Peru and Brada? These are just things that they bring in and stuff that they interesting things on their site. They keep people amused and people write comment on their site and so on. And that's nice. That's good. And it's a good thing because. They'll order books, and they'll know what people are looking for, and it's very good. And if you had almost 3,000 customers that buy your stuff, it's going to keep you in business, And it's good marketing. So everybody helps everybody else out on Facebook, the way I see it. But but it's fun in that it's so. It gives you that voice, a little bit of a voice to, depending on how many friends you have or who wants you to, who you'll invite to listen. That's basically what it is. You invite people to listen, and then you responsibly give them something to listen to. But Facebook is a great creation. Like I said, it. Really a great creation. Oh, I wanted to tell you, like here on my page, I have, I get 32 pages. These pages are what they call what you're fans of. Yeah, you're a fan of somebody. I'm a fan of, I think I got 34. It's just, I saw that number, 34. So, and I'm just going to tell you what I'm a fan of here. I'm a fan, a Facebook fan, of the Asian Art Museum. Yep. Asian Art Museum. It's a beautiful museum. And right now they're exhibiting the Shanghai exhibition, and you see beautiful pictures and wonderful things on their website, and just a beautiful journey into a beautiful museum. And I think that's nice. So you can find that as the Asian Heart Museum. You can go to Google or something and look that up. The other one, let's see what else is there. Oh, yeah. There's so many buttons to push here that I kind of... Well, I'm not going to have time to go through everybody's website, but I think what I'll have time is to tell people to look at. I'm going to read 100 friends' names, Facebook friends' names. And if you know any of these guys, and if you happen to be on Facebook, just come over to my place and invite them as friends, because they have mutual friends. Abu Crowell, okay? Abed Abbasrar. Ahmad Givens, Alex Jones, Amy Gallatin, Andres Shapiro. Now, I should say, Alex Jones is a radio talk show host, national radio talk show host, and personally known. And Amy Gallatin is a musician and has a band, and she's a talented musician, and she stays in touch with her fans on Facebook. And let's see, and she accepted my friendship, which is nice. And Andre Shapiro, he's a musician, a Latin musician, jazz series. He's got an album here, Pork Pie Hat, Jazz Series 2009. He's on the front of that. That's the name of his album, I believe. And he's got a growing fan base. In fact, I'm looking here. He's got 2,887 friends. That's right. I'm proud to be one of them. He's, he's a jazz musician and hardworking guy. And by as many fans, he's got a lot of fans. So we appreciate them. A lot of friends, and they're not fans. They're friends and fans. You know. So that's kind of Facebook. And then I got. I should go into more here of Facebook. I don't know if I should read all of these. Barry Satoro, he's a pretty cool guy. He's an amateur photographer and got some interesting stuff on his site. Betsy Glassman is an old friend. She's been around for, we've known each other when she was running for state senate. I believe the state senate. We supported her campaign and did a video show, a video did a television show around her campaign. Had her on a radio show. She's local here in Connecticut. And Betterton Brett, musician. Bilal Dibar Siku is a University of Hartford professor, fascinating guy, he's got a nice website, kind of an activist, and a man of integrity. And we've got Bill Holloway, musician, jazz musician, a sax player, and not really quite sure what he's up to, but like he's got a conflict there. He's got his band and baby taking over his life. So, God bless him. One of those things. But he's a good guy. Wish him the best of luck or whatever. And let's see, who else I got here? We got... this is just an appreciation. Let's see, tonight I've got, what I got here posted. I put up the 2010 Sixth Night of Ethical Judgment Mayan Calendar, Shining Ones to Save the Planet. And that was a fascinating don't know if it was 8 minutes or so. Really, very different, very different. I don't know if you could, if you want to pick up on it. I might play that. I found it on YouTube today, this morning, and I was looking for something on the Mayan calendar to put up so people could catch up with the Friday night program that I do with George Dixon. It's every other Friday, so our Friday night show it will be next week with George. And we talk about the Mayan calendar a lot, and we do the and some of these are we've reviewed, and would like to have people review themselves some of these videos. Let's see, the Kalaman is Carl Kalaman is an expert in the Mayan calendar, and he's got a number of good YouTube videos that you could check. And this particular one is called The Mayan Calendar 2012, Sixth Night, November 2009. And I've got another one of his. Let's see. And one more of his. And then I have the first part of a series of YouTube segments that by a very, very, I found to be a very brilliant man. And his name is Ian Gold. Ian Lundgold, and actually Ian Zell Lundgold, and his works are a gateway to understanding the Mayan calendar. He actually created a gateway in his lectures, and if you will listen to them and study them, you'll be amazed at the information that you come up with. It's just amazing. And I played some of them on the air, and actually I have some recorded in our archives. So it's important that we do that, that you check that out. I think you really enjoy hearing those the Mayan calendar explained. Go into Mayan calendar explained, part one, okay, or you can go to my Facebook account. I just nod at my face there on Facebook and under Leo Steele, and come on in and enjoy and click on the videos and take a look, walk around the house a bit, and get relaxed. And then you can take a look at some of my. I wanted to bring your attention to some of my picture albums, that you have here. It's wonderful to have these picture albums, I tell you, because. You can put back, you can put in your friends, you can put in the activities, you can put in announcements, you can the photos. You really get a chance for people to get a personal view of who you are or what you are. And that's what these are. Now I'm going to I want to go to my talk about one of my albums, which is the photos. Photo album that were the that inlays that are inserts into my new book. I've got a photograph segment of the book. It's all writing, but then I have the photo. I have 25 pictures that'll be in the middle of the book, and between dividing the two segments of Naked at the Mic, 16 chapters, and then Essays and Insights, which is the second half of the book, part two of the book, if you will. And in between there, I have 25 pictures, and those pictures are all here on the on my Facebook, categorized under the Naked at the Mic, the Survival of a Liberal in Time Apparel, that album, and starts off with the cover proof of my book, a back and front cover, a promotional picture for my website. And for this show, a picture that's on the back cover, which is of Lila and myself in front of the radio station. And another picture of Joel Averro, the station manager of Q103, and me in the studio. And there's another picture. I have the next picture is Dennis Jackson and Joel Averro and Lila standing together at a Christmas party. This is the first party. We went to right before we started the show, a couple of weeks before we started the show, or a month even before. It was at a Yeah, I think it was Christmas. And when we got the go-ahead, and we had a great party that night put on by the radio station, and it was really quite good. And the picture of Joe and Lila standing together and smiling at the camera, and Dennis Jackson. Then I got a picture of the Connecticut Bike Week in Torrington. Lila and I standing in front of the camera, and I was looking mean in my leather jacket, you know, my bike jacket. But it's called Connecticut Bike Week in Torrington. We did a short doc covering the Connecticut Bike Week, and had a lot of fun with that show down in Torrington. They were promoting. They had a back in 2002, I believe it was. They had the first Connecticut Bike Week in Torrington. It was a huge. It was a very, very successful week, and the whole town of Torrington was busy, busy, busy. And I did this incredible. I got so inspired by it. We had great interviews with some of the people and bikers, and a lot of pictures of bikes and some music and some, you know, just a lot of fun. And interviews with, you know, hot babes and, you know, rough, tough motorcycle gang guys. And it was fun. Lila and I had a great time. But that's kind of a poster there of Connecticut Bike Week, L.A. Steel, you know, in Torrington. And it's almost cartoonesque, you know, characteristic, you know, the way, and coming out in black and white like that is pretty cool. I enjoyed the, you know, really had a good time there. And I write about it a little bit in my book. I think I did, yeah. Maybe not. I don't remember. All I know it was a significant enough to put a great picture in there. And then in the center of the whole thing, I have a picture of Lila. You know, my co-host and companion and all around good buddy. And she's right there in my... right in the center of that book, and the book is actually dedicated to her. So it's kind of a what can I say? It's a work of love, this book. And then the next picture I got is me and Ralph Nader shaking hands at the bar in New Haven, Connecticut. That was after this was in December 2001, actually. He came out with a new book called Crashing the Party. It just come out. And after his 2000 campaign, talked about his 2000 campaign. And fascinating book. I read it. And at the same time, I was fascinated by the opportunity that I got working with the Green, supporting the Green Party that year. I was able to get a chance to film a lot of Nader speeches, but this particular one happened to be at the bar in New Haven, and I had a good friend of mine, Tom Sisti, a very good friend of mine back in those days, who agreed to he went down to New Haven with me to film. He's a pretty good videographer himself, and he. But the opportunity to film Nader was a great opportunity for him and for me, and especially to interview him. And so I give Tommy Sisti great thanks for that day happening. And of course, there was a guy named Tom Savigny. He was the head of the Green Party up here in this neck of the woods for a while. Litchfield County, I believe, and he got kind of lost in the politics there, and he was Nader's driver. Basically, when Nader came to town, Tom would be the guy to pick him up in Winsted at his home, and drive him around to the different meetings and places, and it was a privilege for him to do that, and he introduced me to Ralph Nader personally, explained and got that interview. for me at the bar in New Haven and got me to film. It was a great opportunity, and it's a great speech, and I have that available on tape and CD if anybody's ever interested. I'm going to be putting these up on my new website called nakedatthemic.com. It's not up yet. It will be up probably in a week or so. I'll be advertising this book, but it'll have my be the availability of my CDs and radio shows and graphics and all this stuff. So everything will be much better categorized and so on. But I think it's important that I wanted to just go through this, and this is just one of the many albums that I have on my website. On my Facebook, rather. And there's next to Ralph Nader's picture and myself shaking hands is a picture of me that I worked, that I did some trick photography with, and I was reading a poem called The Death, Devil's Breath. This was right after 9/11, and back in 2001, of course, I think it was right in September when I wrote this poem called Devil's Breath, and it was about the 9/11, the World Trade Center collapse. And the picture has, I have this picture of George W. Bush and Rudy Giuliani together, staring over my shoulder. All right, this was from the, like I was taking part of the, in the 9/11 ceremony down there in New York City, that right after the, a week or so afterwards, whenever that thing was, and it was a C-SPAN coverage. But I couldn't resist putting that behind me while I was reading and then filming it like I was there and giving an address, having these clowns standing behind me listening to what I was saying with a frown. This is cool. And then the next picture down is a picture of a very lovely woman and a friend of mine, and her name is Eileen Proctor, and she's actually the chapter 12 of my book, of the book, and she is called the public relations princess of the political left, and lovely lady, as you can see in the picture, and she's just a sweetheart, and we've carried on a phone business relationship. I've only met her once, I believe, personally, but we've had a really nice professional relationship since 2003, and she sent me some of the best clients, some amazing clients, or interviews rather, and she still does. Next picture right after Eileen is my good friend Keith Harmon Snow. Yeah, Keith was the first guest on my show. The LA Steel Show on my radio show, and very fascinating guy, and he's a very well traveled all over the world into so many things. But he's an internationally known investigative journalist and human rights watcher, and done extensive work in the Congo for many years, and also a recent trip to Mongolia, looking at civil rights abuses, not civil rights, but human rights abuses there. But it's fascinating. And he has actually, he published that album, a picture album of the Mongolian trip on his website. Beautiful pictures. He's an excellent photographer. And got a wonderful website. It's called allthingspass.com. Highly check that out. Keith's a great guy. And a real man of courage, just an all-around, good human being. And right in the center there, under Lila's picture, is my old buddy George Dixon. George is my Friday night guest, regular Friday night guest, and Mr. Esoteric knowledge there. Man has studied 12 schools of knowledge, has wide respect for in many fields, well known by the by a number of societies, and as a researcher, investigator, and ex expert in many areas of this research. And respect the guy. He's my teacher, and yeah, that's he's taught Lila and I a tremendous amount of amount, and we've shared all of it with our readers or our listeners rather, and you know, all these years, the last 3 years. So so we have probably about 100 programs between George and Lila and myself. So you know, one a week for 3 years. So anyway, but we have a tremendous amount of knowledge. Very popular segment or show on Friday night with George. And next, the next picture I have. Now again, if those of you who might be joining me, I'm talking about my Facebook album and trying to encourage people to sign up to Facebook and go on to and have a great time on my website or my site on my Facebook. So, and you know, and write comments on it, and you know, be a friend of mine, and you know, so we can share the experience a little closer. And I know who's who, and they know who I am, and you know, and we can share experiences that are very pleasant, and friendships that could be long lasting and sustaining, and that, you know, that's a good thing. And then, like I said, in the next picture, now we're going through one of the albums, and the album is called The Naked at the Mic, Survival of a Liberal, which is the title of my book, which will be coming out in about 2 weeks. So I'll be announcing it, of course. But the let's see, the next picture is Lila interviewing Joan Baez on, and Joan is, everybody knows who Joan Baez is, I hope. Great singer, icon of American folk music, and just a charming lady. And I met her at the rally at the September 24th, 2005 answer rally down there, and Coalition for Peace and Justice had put on a big D.C. rally. I write about this in my book. That particular rally, I'll leave that for you to decide if you buy my book. But that we were, all the attendants there, which were over 300,000 people, were actually sprayed by tularemia bacteria, which was sprayed out of the helicopters. And I write about this on my website, or in my book. And give evidence of it, and how many people got sick, and different articles that came up in the news media regarding it. But this was a period where this is where we were, and 300,000 people were down there. And like I said, it was Joan Baez. And the next picture was a fascinating guy, Ramsey Clark, former Attorney General. And this was right during the trial in September of that year. Was they were holding Saddam Hussein, prisoner, of course, and were his trial, going through the trial, and Ramsey Clark, you know, really offered his services as defendant's lawyer for the lawyer for Saddam Hussein. And tried to develop an international defense for his trial. Fascinating guy. We had an interesting, maybe 15-minute interview with him at that rally where he spoke about this. And then the next one down near the bottom of the group of pictures is Lila and Medea Benjamin. They were the Medea Benjamin is quite very famous for Code Pink and their actions there. As a feisty, very feisty activist against the Bush, the George Bush, and anti-war activist, and really much enjoyed her company, liked her. She hits the nail on the head, and she doesn't mince words, and you know, it's the kind of lady you want out in the front there. And, in fact, I've always thought Code Pink was an interesting group, and I was happy to put them in my documentary. And, the next picture sitting next to that picture on the bottom is a picture of Lila interviewing Sakya Trizin, who was the 41st patriarch of the Sakya Buddhist tradition, which is on par with the Dalai Lama. We were exclusively invited to film that teaching in Massachusetts, and we were the only television show recommended to the organization to film that teaching for them, as well as to broadcast it on the air, which we did. And it was a very, very remarkable program. We hope to have that aired eventually again and available on CD. Or DVD rather. And next picture after that, now I'm talking, for those who are joining me, I'm talking about the, you can go to it if you have a Facebook account. If you don't have a Facebook account, please just put up Facebook and say you want to start an account and say you know somebody. If you need to know somebody or anything, or you want to connect to somebody, or if you need an invitation to get in or whatever, just put in Leo Steele. Okay? That's my Facebook account, Leo Steele. So just look in there and hook up. And then I'm getting to the last couple of pictures on the Naked at the Mic photo album. Okay, that's on my Facebook page, and you can go to it and enjoy looking at these pictures. There's a tremendous number of them, interesting, unique pictures that you won't see anywhere else. I can absolutely guarantee that. Because all these pictures were taken by me. And the next one is Winona LaDuke and her baby and Lila. Lila interviewing them at Winona at a. At a 2000 summer. I think it was June. I think 2000. During the Nader LaDuke campaign, and they were in New London, Connecticut, or was it Waterford? I'm not certain. But there was she was invited to speak at a rally down there, and we were invited to film it, and we met some fascinating people, and good people. I made some very, very good friends with the anti-nuclear power demonstrations, nuclear power people, a very strong movement down there to close the plant. And they had invited Winona to speak, and she was willing to speak. And they had a nice crowd there and for listeners, and we were able to film it. And she, fascinating, fascinating woman, and fascinating speaker, and I have that on tape as well, that Winona LaDuke speech, which was which she spoke a great deal about nuclear power and what it's doing to the indigenous people who are mining uranium in the Southwest, not understanding that what they're doing is actually the native Indians there don't have a word for radiation. They don't understand it. So they're working as miners, mining uranium without protective radiation gear, and of course they're dying. And the mining industry doesn't care, and the government laws don't protect them. So it's a very, very sad thing that she was talking about then, and I remember it. And we have it on I have it on tape. And, thankfully, it's just very difficult to try to get everything done and get all of these tapes. But many of them are still in tapes that I haven't had time to turn over to CD. Over the last 10 years, production technology and computer technology has gone ballistic. So it's almost crazy trying to keep up with everything. The learning curves and all the technical stuff that in order to keep current. I have difficulty keeping up with everything and having quantities and very large numbers of movies and pictures and documents and so on, it's virtually impossible to find the time to store them properly or to get them into updated things, unless there's a severe profit motive behind it. And you know, that's about the only thing I guess I can justify, you know, doing it for. And then categorizing everything into a saleable item. So I'm working on that. But but these shows and programs will eventually become available on the LA Steel website. For now, all the audio programs that we're doing here are all downloadable, and you can keep them in there. They're free. And so on. The last, the two of the last pictures I'll talk about, because I only got 5 minutes of the show, the last one is called Stop the Plant. It's a left to right. I'm sitting with Lila in the middle, Richard Blumenthal, the Attorney General for Connecticut, and Ned Sullivan. And these are these were people that came through my invitation in order to film them and talk about the stopping of the St. Lawrence cement plant in upstate New York, which would have a devastating pollution to all of New England. And they were on my show. And then I have, the last picture is Ned Coles. Ned Cole is an activist, a long-time activist, poverty worker, who decided to run against John Rowland, the governor of Connecticut, saying that he was corrupt. And, the damn guy was corrupt. He wound up in jail. Not Ned, of course, but John Rowland was corrupt, wound up serving a year in jail shortly after, in 2004, I believe. Ned's a very good friend of mine. And, then the next to the last shot is the one with Jesse Jackson back in the 9-5. I personally like Jesse, no matter what you think of him. Many times I've talked to him about probably 3 or 4 times. I've interviewed him twice on the air, and I think a fascinating guy. I really, really enjoyed meeting him, talking to him. The last picture I have here is Billy Marshall, who was the cosmobiologist and a very good friend who passed away in 2007. And he was my best buddy for a while there. He was on our show every week, and really missed him. He passed away in 2007. And last but not least, my good buddy Joe Obasade, anti-nuclear power activist and whistleblower against Millstone Nuclear Power Plant in Wallingford, Connecticut, born in 1936, died in 2003. One of the best men I ever known in my life. Courageous, brave, unbelievable guy. And, hope people remember his name, Joe Besaid. And that's about it for tonight. I got about a minute or so. There's a couple of straggling pictures on there that I included in the rally, in the D.C. rally. And then I got a self-portrait of myself called The Poet, and another one called The Radical, two self-portraits. So, depends, one is in charcoal and one is in ink. So if you want to get a kick out of those, go ahead. But anyway, that's it. I hope you enjoyed Facebook. I really did. I had a good time tonight. It's something a little different, and whatever we do here. I was just glad people could enjoy something here. And hope to have you next week. This is our last show for this week. And next week we'll be more. We'll be doing it again, you know. So, wish you the best of luck, hope you had a good trip around Facebook with me. And don't forget to look it up. If you happen to go to my show page, you can just hit Facebook there on the show page, and it'll take you right to my site. Then you could, you know, join Facebook if you don't have one, or hook up with me. So thanks so much, and have a pleasant evening, and we'll talk to you next week.